Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Yud, Mishnah Yud Beis, and Parak Yud, Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah here is going to give us and present to us another Isser Midrabban rabbinic prohibition that does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this particular prohibition involves the door of a closet or any freestanding type of structure that is held in a place with two pegs, one attached to the bottom of the door and one attached to the top of the door. Now, these pegs fit into corresponding holes in the closet itself, above and below the door, and the pegs swivel in their holes, allowing the door to swing open and close. Now, the Mishnah here in Parak Yud, Mishnah Yud Beis, is going to discuss whether a peg that came out of its hole may be put back in on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah Machzir and Sir Hatachton Bamikdash of a low Bimedina. We may put the bottom peg of a closet door back into its hole in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in the rest of the country outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if the bottom peg comes out of its hole, but the top peg remains in its place, the door will not fall down completely, and putting it back in its place is relatively simple. Therefore, this is not Osir on a Midaraisa level under the Malacha of Bona of building, and therefore, because it's only Osir Midarabban, it's allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, but not anywhere else. But as the Mishnah of HaElyon, however, if it would not be allowed to put the peg back in the upper peg back, both in the Beis HaMikdash and out of the Beis HaMikdash, because if the upper peg comes out of its hole, the door would fall down, and since in this case putting the peg back in its hole reattaches the door, it would be usher on a midaraisa level, which means that it would be allowed both inside and outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Continuing in the Mishnah once again, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be more lenient in this case. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'elyon b'mikdash, the upper peg may be put back in its hole in the Beis HaMikdash, but not anywhere else. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, although the door is thereby reattached, this is not usher on a midaraisa level, because the malach of building does not apply to freestanding structure such as a closet. Nevertheless, it's usher midarabban, and therefore is only allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, and says the Rabbi Yehuda, and if the lower peg falls out, that may be put back in its hole, even in the rest of the country, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because this is permitted even on a midrabanan level. But as the Bar Tanur points out, in this case, we do not follow like Rabbi Yehuda. Namely, we hold like the Tanakama, who said that when it comes to putting the bottom peg of a closet door back, that's allowed only in the Beis HaMikdash, not anywhere else. And if the upper peg falls out as well, then it can't be put back in, whether in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash. Continuing now with Parak Yud, Mishnah Yud Gimel, as we list three more activities that were permitted only in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Machzirin Ritia BaMikdash. You can put a dressing back onto a wound in the Beis HaMikdash of a lobe Medina, but not anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That it's usher midrabanan to apply a bandage smeared with ointment to a wound, because one might smooth out the ointment, which is usher on a midaraisa level. Nevertheless, a kohen who had removed the dressing from his hand in order to perform the Beis HaMikdash, the service, the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, would be allowed to put it back on his hand. And however, says the Mishnah, in betchila kan v'kan usher. But if instead of putting it back, one wants to put the dressing on the wound for the very first time, that's not allowed, whether in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash. That would be allowed nowhere. You can only put it back in the Beis HaMikdash, but nowhere else. Continuing in the Mishnah, Kosherin Nima BaMikdash. You can tie the snapped string of a musical instrument in the Beis HaMikdash of Lob Medina, but not anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. It is usher midrabanan to tie the two ends of the snapped string together on Shabbos, even with a temporary knot, because one might come to make a permanent knot, which would be usher on a midaraisa level under the malacha of kosher of tying. Nevertheless, if the string of musical instrument that is used in the Beis HaMikdash snapped, says the Mishnah, you would be allowed to tie the two strands together, because that would be a temporary noun. And again, anything that's only usher midrabbanan is allowed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. However, in Betchila, if this is the first time that you are putting the string together on the instrument, that would be allowed, that would be prohibited both in the Beis HaMikdash and outside, because that would be a permanent knot, which is usher midaraisa on a Torah level, which can't be done even in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the first case, the third case of our Mishnah Rav, is going to involve removing a wart from an animal. Says the Mishnah, Choschin Yabeles Bamikdash. You can cut off a wart of an animal by hand in the Beis HaMikdash of a Loba Medina, but you can't do so anywhere else outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's Asur Midrabanan to remove a wart by hand, because one might come to do so with a tool, with a knife, with something like that, which would be Asur Midaraisa under the malacha of shearing. That the normal way, as the Bartunur points out, to remove a wart is to cut it off with a knife or similar type of tool, and therefore removing a wart by hand is not prohibited according to biblical law. It's not usher midaraisa, since that is not the way in which the act was typically performed. It's only usher on a midrabanan level, on a rabbinic level. But continues the Mishnah, b'kli kanvikan usher. But if instead of removing it by hand, one wants to do so with a tool, that would be usher both in the Beis HaMikdash and here outside of the Beis HaMikdash as well, because cutting off war with a tool would be usher on a midaraisa level. Have a great day.